Okay, so, you know, we have a lot of people that reach out to us that are parents and grandparents and some students that, you know, they just want to know what's going on. What can we do? How do we navigate this? They're worried about their kids. They're worried about their kids in college. They're worried about what they're learning in school. And I have gotten to know over the last 4 years, one of the most remarkable young American patriot heroes to me. She shows up everywhere. She is so ahead of the curve, and she gives me not only hope for our future, but she is a true leader and will be making a big difference, as she already has, but in the future of this country. And I am honored to welcome Hannah Faulkner to the show. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited. It's going to be a good show.
Wow. You have blown me away. Now, I've kind of seen you grow up over the last 3 years, and it's amazing. You're over there speaking about the Constitution, speaking Bill of Rights, fighting school boards. You're showing up talking about, you know, every topic that gets out there. You are one of the smartest. I mean, I'm not just talking to kids. I'm talking adults. Like, you're one of the smartest in the room. So tell my audience a little bit about your background and how you ended up being such a brave and loud voice in a sea of, you know, chaos. It's amazing.
Well, first off, I'm just going to say I love listening to you speak. I feel like we have similar, like, speaking styles just coming out. Like a little firecracker just hitting them with the truth. But no, I really appreciate you having me on your show today. But I believe it all starts in the home. It starts with your family and how you're raised and your background. And so I'm very grateful. I have great parents that have just raised my siblings and I have three siblings. I'm the oldest, but they've just raised my siblings and I up in a home where we're actually talking about these issues. And I believe that's the greatest issue facing our country right now. And that's the brokenness of the nuclear family. And that's always been the agenda, is to break down the family, to collapse society. And so really, ever since I could remember, my family and I just sit down. You know, it's not like a routine, but we try to sit down. We try to watch the news, a documentary, or just something of substance. And I remember being around the age of 8 or 9, watching, I think it was like Fox News. I was watching Tucker Carlson. And I was like, man, you know, I don't really like this. Like, this is kind of boring. Like, I'd rather be watching like a war movie or something a little bit different. And I was like, you know what? It has to be beneficial to me in some way, shape, or form, because this is what's happening in our country. And if someone's not going to, if we aren't going to fight for it, if we aren't going to fight for these freedoms and fight for to protect these future generations, then who will? And so I really just kept pondering on that. And then around the age of 13, a few years later, I really felt like I was supposed to do something, but I didn't know what to do. And so it was totally a God thing. Turning Point USA, you know them really well. They came out to my homeschool tutorial that I had attended at 13, just kind of explained what Turning Point USA is and what they do. And so I quickly, at 13, started a Turning Point USA chapter. And we had a few members. It wasn't anything big. It was like 10 people came out to the meetings.
Right.
But then last year, August 2022, my 7-year-old sister at the time was paralyzed in a freak swimming accident. And so because of her accident, we were placed in 6 different medical facilities. So Kentucky, Georgia, and then Tennessee. And that's when I was really able to see how the medical industry and frankly, the United States government was imposing these ideologies, but specifically the LGBTQ ideology, onto the children. It was absolutely everywhere. I mean, you're seeing the pins. The doctors would come in with pins on them. I remember one of the appointments, we went to our pediatrician, and she brought in a student in residency, and the student in residency had a pin on her left shoulder that said, "My pronouns are they, them." And I'm just thinking to myself, wait a second, this person is supposed to educate parents on medical advice for their children, but cannot even tell us whether or not she is a male or female. We are literally bowing to the mentally insane. Like, this is who is running these institutions, people that can't tell you whether or not they're male or female. And so I was like, man, like, Lord, what do you want me to do? You know, I'm a Christian. I started praying. I was like, I have to do something about this. I was going up to the desk at the offices, and I was like, do you guys perform gender mutilation surgeries here on minors? And they're like, yes, we do. We do, you know, we can set up an appointment if you're interested. And I was like, oh, Lord, I've got to do something. And so I had the Teens Against Gender Mutilation rally in January of 2023, so earlier this year. And since then, you know, I joined the Reawaken America tour twice, and I'll be back in December. So it's been a ride, but it's all worth it for this country, because, you know, we know that we live in the greatest country. And It took a prize. It took work to get here. And if we don't fight to protect it, then we're going to lose it. And we're going to have to fight for it all over again. So I'm very grateful for what you're doing. And I'm excited to talk to you today.
Great. Well, you know, another thing that we've talked about on the road, and I know you know about, is so you were homeschooled, but you are very aware of what's going on in school. And a lot of people don't realize that it not only is it an effort, but it's about socialism. It is about these books that they're banning books, whatever. No, those books are geared towards socialism, towards tearing down what is, towards, you know, sullying and dehumanizing and demoralizing our kids by telling them false history, by telling them, you know, that they don't really need their parents, that the school is, that the government is God, the government is, you know, it's all Mao's China. I know you all know all about it. Now, when you have gone, because you've also fought curriculum, school board, all of that stuff, what do you find on those fronts that is being taught? And what is the difference between what you were taught? Because I think a lot of people look at, well, they're teaching this, they're teaching that, but you were clearly taught amazing. I mean, you're incredibly educated. So maybe it's for people to sit, parents to say, well, my kids are learning this, but I should teach them that. So first talk about what you saw when you've been to the school boards and these books and everything, and then what you were educated in.
Yeah, I want to bring up the fact, as you brought up, you know, how they're coming at us, you know, you just want to ban books. You want to ban kids from being able to read. No, we want to protect the innocence of children. These books are talking about things that I don't want to even know about. You don't even want to know about. I remember... Yeah. Oh, I almost threw up. Like the things that they were reading that in these books, the one of the books is like, this book is gay. It was in my library here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, talking about men masturbating, children, how children can masturbate on one another. All of these things, there's absolutely sickening things I don't even want to talk about. And these are the things that they're reading to our 4, 5, and 6 year olds.
Right.
And so to me, it's not about banning books. It's about protecting children's innocence. So that argument is completely illogical. And I love it when they bring it up because it's like, are you actually kidding me? So you're defending pornographic content in our children's schools.
Yeah.
But I definitely have been educated in a way different way than a lot of these public schools are teaching our children. But the thing is, they're pushing so many ideologies. I mean, you just saw the Covenant School Shooting Manifesto come out. Yeah. The entirety of this girl's manifesto was all about how she hated white people. She hated Christians, that all white people are racist. And that's what the educational system is teaching, is that all white people are born racist. They're all born with white privilege and they're white supremacists. All of these things. This is what the educational system was created to do, to indoctrinate your children. You know, the feminist movement came out with this idea that women are supposed to be empowered to get out of the home. And then of course, once you get the women out of the home, now that your kids have to go somewhere. So where are they going to go? Well, they're going to be indoctrinated by the government. It's always been an agenda all along, like you said, socialism leading on to communism, which is the China deal you were just talking about. Yes. And so parents really need to wake up. You know, my message is always to parents, because if you're not educating your children, if you're not talking to your children about these issues, then the world will educate them. And so this is up to parents. This is up to this generation of parents. And what's really sad to me, you know, I just saw a statistic the other day that showed my generation, Gen Z, only 18% is proud to live in the United States of America. Only 18%. Another statistic, 21% of my generation identifies as LGBTQ, compared to your generation is less than 3%.
Yeah. Yeah. And what you said before is really the truth. We just had on this Dr. Carlin, who's great at has infiltrated a lot of these socialist things. First of all, they do it through books. That is a big way. But also what you're talking about now is really what people have to understand. They don't want property. Okay, they think that property, all these people that are writing these books for these kids, it's this Haymarket and a couple other things, and they're putting them in schools. The one of the women that's involved actually is the head of the library system, is an avowed queer, which is not what you think. It's no gender. But what they also believe, Hannah, and people have to understand this, is that we should have no private property at all, which includes small businesses, homes, children. And basically they would like us to live a commune life where there's no ingenuity, no creativity, no, none of that. Universal basic income. They California just announced, because it's because we all know the CCP runs California, they just announced through Gavin Newsom with some kind of pride, something called Cradle to Career, which is communist China's thing where they pick what your child's going to do, what they're going to study, what they're going to be. And you and I know that there's also full track and trace surveillance of kids. So it's on a whole nother level. Now, let me ask you, when you speak, you know so much about the true history of America, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. You obviously are very good at many different subjects. What did you study that we know isn't in schools? Like, what was your education like? Because a lot of people, you know, my generation, which is a lot before yours, I didn't really know anyone who was homeschooled. Now I know I have at least six friends right now at this moment that are homeschooling their kids, and people don't understand what that means. So if you could just kind of explain that, it's not that the mom and dad get up at 8 o'clock and ring a bell, and then you and your siblings come and sit at a table all day.
Yeah. No, it's... Right. I love it when people say, you know, well, we don't want our kids to be homeschooled. It's like, here's the thing. Everybody is homeschooled because you go to school for 7 hours and you come home and you do 3 more hours of homework, homeschool. So everybody's homeschooled. It's just when you are actually homeschooled, you can reduce that work from 10 hours a day to like 3 to 4 hours a day.
Right.
And which is way more logical than going to school for 10 hours a day. But one thing that I've noticed that is not being taught in the educational system, and it's been the agenda, they don't want you to know this, is the founding of our country and what our founders truly believed. They, you know, claim our founders were deists, they were atheists, they didn't have a religion at all, or whatever it may be. But our founders, actually, most of them held a religious background. Most of them were Christians. Most of them really followed the word of God. Actually, the most quoted book from our founding fathers was the Bible.
Right.
And so that's a testament even in itself, but the educational system, the government will never tell you that. Of course, they don't want to tell you that. Even our founding father, John Adams, said that our Constitution was created for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. And so that's what's not being taught in our educational system. It's they're not teaching what our country was founded upon. They're not teaching what made our country so great. What made our country so great? Well, it's God Almighty. Our freedom, the freedom that we enjoy today, is from God Almighty. You know, freedom is a biblical idea, but they don't want you to know that. They don't want you to know that at all. And so that's what I really believe. That's the biggest piece that our educational system is not teaching this generation. Now, I will say, you know, the point of the educational system originally, for the first 50 years, this was the goal of it, was to for people to be able to read the Bible. That's why they founded the educational system, was so that people could read the Bible. And then, of course, now it's led into other things because we have corrupt people, right? What I see, people need to homeschool their kids, of course. Like, there's, why are you sending your kids to the lions? And I hear the argument all the time. I'm sure you're a Christian, you know, but I hear the argument that they want their kids to be able to influence and be a light in the darkness. Well, listen, if every single Christian every single person that held faith removed their children from the educational system, it would be abolished immediately. They would have no more educational center. People aren't brave enough to do that. People don't want to do it. They have all of these ideas and stigmas about it, about homeschooling.
It's being funded. My show, I follow the money. The entire backlash against homeschooling is being funded by the same people that fund the Socialists, Democrats of America, all these groups that are involved. They're all, they believe that children belong to the state, period. They do not want a child... And it's terrifying. People don't understand. Also, the socialist movement, which is separate kind of from the globalist movement, but they kind of do the same thing at destroying our country from within. They want us to live like a commune society where people are automatons, and there is nothing that's special about humanity. You don't you get to be equal to everyone. Now, let me ask you, because your generation, which is very scary, I've seen some statistics, I'm sure you have too. They don't know how to do math. They don't know how to spell. They don't know. A lot of them are now, even in college, they don't know how to write essays. They're depending on AI. They don't know fundamentals of science. Obviously, biology doesn't exist anymore. You're going to be, it's like a South Park episode. You're going to be like a small group of people that can actually do stuff in the future. Yeah. So what is that about? Do you see that? I mean, how do we remedy that side of it? Because teaching history, teaching ethics, teaching the Bible, that's one way, but we're having a whole generation that don't know how to do anything.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. I remember my brother was at, you know, my brother's homeschooled, all of my siblings are homeschooled. He was asking a teenager, I think she was like 17 or 18. And they were like, what is, no, it was my 7-year-old sister. She was like, what is 100 times 15 or something like that? And she was like, let me pull out my calculator. Right, and my sister was like, I know what it is. You know, it's sickening to see, you know, these kids don't know anything. They don't know how to write. Like you said, they, you know, they're depending on ChatGPT. All I hear about these days is, oh, I'm writing my essay with ChatGPT. Don't worry. I'll do it last minute. ChatGPT. AI is so scary. You know, that's a whole other topic, but AI, you know, that's always been, even Elon Musk said that, you know, AI, what is going on with AI is extremely scary. I mean, you just click on Instagram and half of the things are fake. They've been created by AI. But really, I don't know the solution to, the real solution to fixing this problem is the parents. The parents have to rise up. You have to get some, you have to get a backbone and homeschool your kids. You know, there are always these excuses about, you know, I just, my kids won't respect me. Well, they're your kids. You're the parent. They're not the parent. So parent your children. But another thing, you know, we talked a little bit about parental authority. I want to talk about that for a second. You know, you saw Karine Jean-Pierre a few months ago said that they are not, your children are our children. They are our children. And again, they don't want you to have parental authority. No, it's all, communists. Exactly. And so, no, what it is extremely scary, but I want to talk a little bit about sex education.
Good, great.
Because that's a lot of what we're seeing in these books is sex education. They're like, well, these kids need to be educated on these things. And that's where it originally started, is with the feminist movement in the 70s and 80s. They were like, well, these kids, they're having, you know, the teen pregnancy rate is starting to skyrocket. You know, we need to educate these children on STDs, any sort of diseases. We need to educate them on these things. And so obviously the Christians and the Catholics, people of faith, were like, no, the best type of birth control is to promote abstinence. Right. So they were like fighting each other. One, the religious side was encouraging abstinence only programs, which that's something I just found out the other day. I did not even know that we actually used to encourage school children to promote abstinence until marriage. I didn't even know that that was even a thing.
Really? When I was young, that was a big thing. Right. Yeah.
And absolutely insane. And so really, you know, we went from encouraging morality to encouraging immorality. I mean, now you're like, oh, if you accidentally get pregnant, here's a remedy, have an abortion. Right. You know, all of these things, that all stemmed from the feminist movement. But I really want to talk a little bit about that. You know, the feminist movement, we hear a lot of times people are like, well, where are all the feminists at? You know, we see William Thomas and Girl Sports. We just saw the other day this man stripping a girl of her title the other day swimming. I think it was in Roanoke, Virginia. Right. The reason, you know, we asked this question, where are the feminists? It all began with the feminist movement. You know, they had this, they didn't believe that there was a distinction. They wanted a distinction between gender and sex. And it all began with the feminist movement. So the reason why we have men and women's sports, the reason why we have men and women's bathrooms is because of the feminist movement. Of course, there were a couple good ideas, but by large, it was always an agenda to strip parents of parental authority, to get women out of the home, and to break down the family unit. That's always been the agenda. And so to me, that's what's really scary. And I don't think people realize that. I mean, I accept the fault too. When I was at the first Reawaken tour this year in Mount Juliet, I was saying, you know, the greatest threat to the family unit was the LGBTQ. And that's not true at all. The greatest threat to the nuclear family is the feminist movement.
They're the breaking whole thing. And they've melded into one. That's the thing. It's all about the revolution. It's all about we're forcing revolution from all sides, because people can look up. Gloria Steinem was a CIA operative. That was the whole Ms. magazine was funded by the CIA. It was a lot of it was about not just taking the mom out of the house, but having the government be the parent. That is what Mao did. When Mao came into China, first things first, all parental rights basically went away, and every single house had to have a picture of Mao, and all the kids were taught songs in school about Mao being their father and God, you know, and that's how it works. There is no God in communism. There is no parents. It is all community based. Now, you have also gone out there, which I encourage people to do. I have a niece that is really inspired to you and is going to be joining Turning Point. We know Annabelle Rockwell, we know Riley, we know a lot of people. So talk a little bit about being you in this world, because it takes a lot of courage to go out there, because it's not that I think children that are growing up in these schools don't understand that there's another option. And you've made it because you're such a cool girl and you're so funny and fun and beautiful and lively, and people have been attracted to you, and you've been able to inspire other teenagers to say, oh, wait a minute, what is she doing? And you've really gotten a lot of young people to follow your direction, which is awesome. So talk a little bit about some of the people that along the way that are your age that you've gotten to know that have come to you and said, oh my God, you know, I didn't know that this existed. Thank you so much. Cause I've seen you inspire hundreds of children to follow your path.
Well, I'll, you know, tell you one story, actually one of the most inspiring stories that I've had. When I think I was 14. I had just joined the youth group at my church, and I was going every now and then. Well, there was this girl that was just attending with a friend. She was basically just forced to come. She was an atheist. She was Democrat. I actually remember asking, are you for Trump or Biden? I was like 14. And she was like, I'm for Biden because I like his policies. And so over time, I wasn't trying to like be judgmental or like push her, but I was explaining to her, you know, the policy differences between Biden and Trump. And then we were talking about, you know, a creator, you know, do you believe there's a creator? Because obviously she's an atheist. And so, you know, over time, she's, you know, just been watching my videos, watching the things that I've been doing. And she texted me about 2 weeks ago.
Oh, great.
And she was like, hey, Hannah, can I give you a call? And so she called me up and she was like, I just want to let you know that I am no longer an atheist. I am a Christian now. I believe that there is a creator. And I'm also a conservative. I realize that that Biden has done a horrible job as president. You know, the first thing he did was he killed our energy independence. Our economic situation is far worse. It has plummeted since he's become president. And I realized that the things that you were telling me were right. And so that to me was so encouraging. And she now wants to get involved. She wants to start speaking out at school boards about what's happening in the libraries. In the educational system. She's in college. She's like a sophomore, junior in college now. And so that to me is what's the most inspiring, is to get those messages, especially from people that have turned completely around. Because it's one thing, you know, to inspire, you know, people that are already conservatives, but it's from to take, you know, someone that has been indoctrinated their entire life to believe this one way. And then at age 18, 19, just see them completely turn around. I mean, you saw that with Annabella Rockwell, like I just mentioned. She's her whole deprogramming thing that's going. I'm so proud of her and what she's doing.
Yeah, but honestly, you guys both, but I have watched you since, like, you know, now for 4 years, and I have watched people that follow you. These are young people that as they are, you're at that age, as they are transitioning, because you've always spoken like an adult to adults when you speak to kids, you know, or children. You don't talk to them like, you know, the dumb teenager stuff. You're not following the trends. You're not like some like Kardashian person. You're actually talking to people, children about real issues that they should care about as adults. And I think that the way that you speak really inspires them to think outside of the matrix that they're caught in. And I think that's really important for parents to understand about you, is that you've inspired so many children that are now young adults over the last several years. And it's not because of anything other than you just being authentic and brave, and that their children too can do that, but they have to find, you know, you or people like you. So, you know, I want you to tell people a little bit about, you know, how they can find you, how they can hook up their kids with finding you and get more involved in what you're doing, and what kind of suggestions you have for the parents and grandparents watching this, for to kind of just start picking away at it, because you've said all along, you can't just shove it in somebody's face. You got to be strategic.
No, absolutely. Well, first off, you know, my encouragement to parents is to, number one, educate your children, educate them on what's going on. Talk to them, not like they're little kids, talk to them like they're adults, talk to them like they're your age. Don't belittle them, but also grab their hearts, have a connection to their hearts. You know, a lot of people wonder why their kids go off to college and become these raging liberals. And it's because they did not have a connection to their children. They weren't hanging out with their children. They were doing too much dude and girl time with their friends instead of mentoring and talking to their children about what's happening in our world. Because again, your children are going to be influenced by one or two things. It's going to either be influenced by you or the world. And you have to make that decision as a parent. And as teenagers, to any of the teenagers listening, like, you have to be the person to educate yourself. Nobody can do it for you. Even Benjamin Franklin or Thomas Jefferson said, you know, the best defense against tyranny is an educated society. And so the reason we're here is because we've become uneducated. We're not paying attention to what's happening around us. So pay attention to what's happening around you. Another quote I love is from John Adams, always stand on principle, even if you stand alone. So regardless of your age, objective truth applies to everyone. So whether you're 8 years old or 80 years old, always stand on the truth. no matter if you're the only person standing on in the room standing on that. And so, yeah, you can find me at Instagram, Hannah Faulkner 1776. Right. I have a YouTube, Hannah Faulkner. And then I just launched my website, cultureof1776.com. And I'll be launching some new projects within the next couple of weeks. So you guys can follow me there. And I'm excited to connect with you all.
And what's the website again?
cultureof1776.com.
Oh God, that's so great. Hannah, you are such an inspiration to me and you are such a cool kid. Like anyone that looks at like thinks, well, what is somebody that's homeschooled grow up like? You meet this girl, you're like, oh my God, I wish I was homeschooled now. And you are a true hero and a champion and just everything that we could hope for in our future. I see you and I say, if she exists, others do too. So please also have your children and your grandchildren and your nieces and nephews. Go follow Hannah. It's always inspiring. She's always positive. And no matter what happens in her life, she's had the tragedy with her sister, which is terrible. She's had other things happen and she still always gets up, shows up, smiles, and cheers everyone around her on. She's also a turning point leader out there as well. So you can also look into that. So all of her links are below. Hannah Faulkner is somebody to keep an eye on. Eventually she will be a household name, I have no doubt. So please follow all of her links. Any last words for people out there right now that feel a little demoralized? Because I feel like things are turning way in the better direction right now. How do you feel?
Yeah, I'm excited to see a turn. I really think, you see, Alex Stone, whenever I see my peers that are just really rising up, taking a stand, being bold and courageous, that's what gives me hope to know that these are the people that I'm going to be fighting side by side in this spiritual war, this cultural battle that we're in. And so I'm excited. I am excited for the future. And I just want to say real quick, listen, I get a lot of people telling me that I've wasted my childhood and I haven't, done any, like what? Kids will come up to me and they're like, I'm so sorry, you didn't get a childhood. And let me just say, I raced motocross for 2 years before I did this. I was top three in the entire world on a motocross bike. And then I actually raced stock cars. So I have lived a great life. And let me just tell you, to any of the listeners, fighting for freedom is the greatest joy of my life. And it should be the greatest joy of anyone's life. So when someone tells you it's not fun or you're just wasting your childhood as a young person, tell them it's not, because meeting some of the coolest people and being able to fight for freedom is more than fun. It's exciting and it's thrilling. So I'm excited for the future.
It gives you purpose. It gives you energy. Right. We love what we're doing. Meet me and Hannah. We're going to be in Tulare, California, December 15th and 16th. And it's 45 minutes from Bakersfield, 45 minutes from Fresno. You come meet us. Me and Hannah, we have the best time. We have lots of fun. We talk to everyone. Bring your kids. They can sit down with her. And Alex Stone and other great people are going to be there. There's going to be a lot of youth there, too. So, Hannah Faulkner, you are only getting started. And I see you. Your life is great. You're having fun. You are everything that if I had a child right now, I would hope they would be. Thank you so much. You are, I will see you in Tulare. And for the rest of the year, we'll be fighting on the front lines together. I really appreciate you being here.
All right. Thank you.
Oh, I hope you're enjoying the show. I was just talking on my new Patriot Mobile service. I have to tell you, I'm so excited. They are incredible. They are America first. They align with my values. And you know what? It's unlimited minutes, unlimited text, Wi-Fi calling, unlimited data, high speed, everything that you could use, just like everyone else. We have our time, we have our vote, and we have our money. And the great thing about Patriot Mobile is your service will be exactly the same. Difference with Patriot Mobile is they are an America First company. And what they do is they reinvest their money into causes that matter to me and matter to you and matter to this nation. At Patriot Mobile, those causes are the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, the Constitution, and our children's future. So please go to themelkshow.com. Patriot Mobile is a partner of ours. Please use the code MELK. What I can tell you too is that they are supporting me and they are supporting creators because they believe in the First Amendment. They believe that censorship is wrong and they are going to put their money where their mouth is. Do what you can for the creators out there that are doing what I'm doing. Please go to Patriot Mobile, MELK Show. All I can say is thank you so much, guys. Supporting my partners supports me, and Patriot Mobile is absolutely awesome. I checked them out. We're switching to Patriot Mobile, and we hope you do too. Thank you so much. The narrative is falling apart, but as it does, there's so much of this fraudulent disinformation, misinformation, censorship coming from the globalists. And what we need to do is be focused on the facts, cut through everything, be discerning, and get it first and foremost out there to everyone. It is important that you know what is going on. Censorship is getting nuts. You guys know it. There's accounts all over the place that are fake, that are not me. I know you guys send me emails and I really appreciate it. And you report it, and it's on Telegram and Instagram and Twitter, and they're not me. So I'm super excited to announce We the People with Mel Kay. Be the first to join. It's a VIP community, just you and me behind a paywall, no trolls, no nothing. We get to know each other. I will give you the facts first. I break a lot of stories a long time before other people. We can talk about past, present, future, history, what we're doing now, solutions for going forward, what 2024 is going to look like. I'm going to do breaking news, do a lot of deep dives. I'm going to bring that information to you guys first in a live Q&A every week. So please click the link below and join me over there. We are going to create a community that is censorship proof. It's cancel proof. It's truth. It's transparency. It's on the road to God, country, justice, everything that we want in one place. This is the most incredible, amazing time to be alive. As hard as it seems and as difficult as the battle has been for you guys and definitely for me, all I know is that we all are part of the solution. We are all involved and invested, and you guys have the passion that I have. So let's join together on live Q&As once a week with me, Mel Kay, we the people of the United States, taking back this nation. This is so exciting, guys. I've been dying to do this, and we finally got the technology right. So please join me. Click the link below. Can't wait to get started.